when I'm gone. Welcome back, folks, to our little radio show on This Side of the Galaxy. I'm Dean.
And this is Will, and today we have a very, very special guest.
All right, calm down, buddy. It's Bruce Wayne.
Oh my gosh, people, it's Bruce Wayne.
Yes, hi, hello, happy to be here.
Mr. Wayne has been cleaning up the city after Lex was apprehended last week following the Brainiac incident.
Mr. Wayne, could you please tell us the many, many ways you're helping this city?
Well, I first bought the Daily Planet, which Luther was happy to sell me after his arrest.
I still can't believe Luther won the primaries from prison.
I can.
And then I replaced Luther's satellite with one of my own.
Oh yeah, that's amazing. He's got a satellite.
Yes, very amazing.
Then, of course, I fully funded the rebuild of the WFRS home base.
Yes, thank you so much for that, by the way.
See, sometimes it's okay to take offers, Dean.
Well, admittedly, sometimes you just can't do it all on your own.
Listen, boys, there's actually something I want to talk to you about.
Anything you want to tell us, we're all ears, Mr. Wayne.
Pull yourself together, dude.
I don't think many people know that you guys here at WFRS had a lot to do with the capture and arrest of Lex Luthor, along with stopping a full alien AI invasion.
Don't mention it, Mr. Wayne.
Shut up, Will.
I have a special project that could use both of your communication skills.
Yeah.
In Gotham City.
Oh.
Okay. But, I mean, world's finest radio show is Metropolis founded.
Well, I want a division of WFRS in Gotham. Fully funded.
Fully funded? You said fully funded, Dean.
What's going to happen to WFRS here in Metropolis?
Yeah, so it's up to you to decide what happens to this sector. Listen, I gotta fly, but you have my card. Bye-bye now.
Holy... Wow! This is amazing! What are you guys going to do?
To do...
Are you going to Gotham?
Well, I mean...
We have to...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll go.
We'll go to Gotham!
I'm happy for you guys. I really am.
Thanks. What's with the box of stuff?
Well, Dean... I can't stay. Not after what I've done and these new powers I have. I just can't risk hurting you.
But who would we give the studio to?
Yeah, we couldn't think of anyone better than you and Chloe. I mean, someone has to keep WFRS going in Metropolis while Will and I are away.
No. You don't mean it. What I did was unforgivable.
No, it wasn't. And plus, I think you more than made up for it by electrocuting the ever-loving hell out of Brainy... what's his name?
I don't know what to say.
Well, how about yes?
Yes.
I accept. And I'll do great.
I will do great.
I know you will. And you, Chloe? How about it?
Duh. Of course. Someone's at the door.
Who could this be now?
I'll get it.
Dean? Who is it, man?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Superman. Sir.
Just Superman is fine, Will.
Superman knows my name. Superman knows my name.
Of course! All of you saved my life and the world's. Will, Chloe, Livewire, and Dean.
Lord, I can die happy now.
I heard that you were looking to interview me, and, well,
I find myself with a little time between redirecting a meteor and saving a cat from out of a tree, so, where do I sit?
Oh, yeah, right here, Superman. And we're already live.
Oh, of course, right? Okay. Welcome back, folks, to the world's finest radio show, and we now sit with Metropolis's number one superhero, Superman. Welcome, Superman.
Hello, everybody.
I guess we'll start by asking how...
Have you ever been to O'Malley's?
On Main?
Yes, O'Malley's on Main. Have you ever been to it?
A couple of times, actually. I stopped a mugging in the back alley of O'Malley's a few months back.
That was me!
Oh, that was him.
I'm not crazy! I knew it was you! That was me!
Wow, I thought I recognized you! I was just coming back from the Fortress of Solitude when all of a sudden...
Thanks for tuning in to The Place Between Here and Outer Space,
where you can get your local and galactic news.
The world's finest radio show! We begin with a segment that Livewire and I started called Going Postal.
Yep, where we read letters from you to us.
That's right. Okay, this first one reads, Dear Chloe and Livewire, I just want to say thank you for the kind words from before. They inspired me and helped me to get through a challenging time in my life. Thank you again.
Oh, that's very nice. Who's it from?
Well, that's the weird thing. The sign-off is just a drawing of a lightning bolt.
Ha ha, after my own heart, I see. Well, where's the letter addressed from?
Yeah, that's the other weird thing. Look.
Where's the Rock of Eternity? Canada?
The world's finest radio show is written and directed by Alain Granger, who also voices the character of Dean, in collaboration with Nico Caruso, who voices the character of Will. This episode's cast includes Chanisha Samatilaka as Livewire, Stacy Clifton as Chloe Sullivan, Ray Stakanis as Bruce Wayne, and Jacob Dylan as Superman. Thank you. And also a thank you to Epidemic Sound that provided all the music and sound effects heard in this episode. And this is the last episode of Season 1 of the World's Finest Radio Show. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you to everyone who supported and listened to the entirety of Season 1. And I cannot express how thankful I was to be able to do this and for it to be listened and enjoyed. So, thank you. This season of the World's Finest Radio Show is dedicated in memory of my friend, Zachary Jones Johnson. This production is the effort of Mortalverse Audio Dramas and its volunteering associates. It is in no way affiliated with or representative of Warner Brothers or DC Comics and their characters. This project was created by the fans, for the fans, to show our appreciation towards this franchise. This project has been released for free. Thank you to everyone who helped bring this project to life. Mortalverse Audio Dramas will always be grateful for your time and dedication to this project.